It's time for your little known Black History Fact. And today, we salute Naomi Long Maggid, Detroit's poetry powerhouse.
Oh, nice.
Yes. The former educator and poet laureate of Detroit gave voice to several African-American poets via her publishing company and has left a historic mark in the Motor City in other ways, too. She was born Naomi Cornelia Long on July 5th, 1923. Maggid published her first collection of poetry at age 17, graduating from Virginia State University in 1945. Maggid earned her master's in education degree from Wayne State University in 1955. And in the 1960s, Ms. Maggid was the first educator to introduce African-American literature in Detroit public schools. Some of Maggid's poetry features themes of Black achievement and overcoming racism. In 1972, Maggid opened her own publishing company, Lotus Press, which has released books from a variety of Black poets. And you can learn more about Naomi Long Maggid.
Nice poems,
at
huh?
BlackAmericaWeb.com.
Roses are red.
Violets are blue.
There once was a lady who had an affair with a man all covered with hair. She lifted up his hat, she found out that she had sex with Smokey the Bear. Thank you very much. I'm out of here.
I don't think that was Miss Maggid.
I don't think the roses are red or for Ellie.
Would you like to hear another one?
No, not at all.
There once was a man named Dave.
go to.
Yeah, okay.
Take it, Skip.
16 before the hour on the TJMS.